Listen, the clean sheet, great, fantastic, delighted. We seem to have cut out the individual errors at this moment in time. But I'm still expecting a lot more quality from us, you know. And it's hard, as I said to the boys there, I've been there myself, and the results are not going for you. You're a wee bit tender than everything you do, or you rush things a wee bit quicker. I mean, we had great opportunities in the first half. 3v2s, 2v1s, and we picked the wrong choice. People snatching at it, and I know it's strikers wanting to score goals or have shots away, but the best ones picked the right decision, and it was the wrong decision. I think it was three occasions we'd done it. And they were massive moments, I felt, because that lets you settle down, and then you can afford that, you know, period, and you say, well, okay, the other team's got to work hard to score against you, you know. And I say, I thought there were massive opportunities. People won't look at it that way. But then late in the game, when you want to keep your strikers on, the two of them end up being injured at the same time, and that probably seems to be the bit of unfortunate bit we're having at this moment in time. But as I say, clean sheet, showed a doggedness about them. But I'm still expecting a lot more quality. But I've got to tip my hat. I thought Graham Dorns was excellent. I think he's been excellent the last few games for us. You know, and I know it's been a tough period for him, an experienced player coming in and 10 weeks behind everybody with his fitness. But I thought the levels right from the first moment right to the last was commendable for him. You know, so I thought he was terrific today. But as I say, it's a game I feel at important moments we should have picked the right choice. But then you find yourself under pressure. I think it was four corners on the spin. You know, so the other things that happened, but. Great credit to the boys. They showed the resilience not to concede in that period, you know, but obviously it's a disappointment to drop 2 points home again.
And obviously your goalkeeper was busy to an extent, but there was nothing. I think there was one shot in the first half, wasn't it?
Yeah.
It was mainly delivery, crosses.
Absolutely. Well, listen, that's what it is. It's mostly crosses, you know. That's what I'm saying. Great credit to the boys. There's minimum chances going through us. And as I said, I've absolutely no doubt. I've just watched them. There were fantastic opportunities. I say 2v1s and 3v2s, and we've made the wrong choice on the occasions. But I'm still expecting that wee bit of more in the final third. I thought the final third wasn't good enough, you know, in there. And then, as I say, a period of the game when you're wanting to take the game and go again and have a go and bring on, having the games at 0-0 to try and win it, you've got to take two strikers off because of the injury, you know. So, but they're the moments, as I say, in the first period we should have done that. And if we'd have done that and taken care, then I believe it becomes a completely different game, you know. But as I say, a couple of weeks ago I was complaining about the fact that we couldn't keep clean sheets. Now we have to keep clean sheets. We have to play better. As I say, I said last week we played against Ayr United. I thought the result was really poor, but I thought the performance, a lot of the performance was very good. And I feel the last two games, believe it or not, we've not played as well, and we've ended up getting two clean sheets. So it's one of that one, you know, you're just trying to have that fine balance on that. I know we've got better quality than we showed today, but as I said, they showed the resilience, which I'm delighted with. Yeah, it does, because I say we had great chances last week. I thought we had more concrete chances in the respect to the one-on-one Craig had in the 92nd minute and Toddy's header for a couple of yards out for sure. But I think with the quality and the people that was in the positions, if we pick the right pass, they're a goal. That's a goal. There's absolutely no doubt in my mind of that. And we didn't do that today. And it does feel that, because I feel we defended well. I thought we got into good areas, I say, especially first half and that final third, you know, and we didn't make the best of it. And I say that's probably why it feels more disappointing, you know. As I say, I know how difficult it was going to be against Hamlet. I've watched, what, five of their games or something so far. I know they've played well in games and they find themselves similar to us, losing poor goals. But I knew they had a bit of quality, and if you don't give corners and set plays away, you do okay. But if you do, you know they've got fantastic quality and great delivery. And you can see that's the way they tried to play today, was get as many crosses in the box as they possibly could. I thought we defended them well. But as I said, a defensive job, we've done that quite well, but I'm still expecting more quality from us. There's absolutely no doubt of that, and it's trying to get that balance, because I think I've said many times, people say you're expansive, you do this, you do that, you're very expansive and you end up losing goals. You do it the other way, it's a negative, you know, in yourself. But as I say, at the time in the game today, when you're looking for more strikers to come on, you end up having to take two off, so we ended up with a midfielder playing a little bit higher, you know. So that seems to be the way at this moment in time for us. But it does feel a little bit different today. I don't know why last week. I think it was just a matter of stopping the bad results, you know, and the performance was dogged. We created chances. Today, I'm more disappointed because of the opportunities we did to punish, especially first half. Then with the hang on, as I say, with four or five corners coming in late in the game, which, to be fair, they dug in and defended them well. But, as I said, probably that's why it feels a bit more disappointing than last week.
You touched on the progress of Graham Dorns, Peter. I mean, he's obviously taken a bit of criticism since coming in. Did you always hope that he would bounce back and show the quality that he's going to show in his career?
Well, I think the answer was there when we signed him. how everybody thought what a player he is. But I always said to everybody, we had to throw him in right away, because where am I going to play him? There's no reserve games, there's no 23s, whatever you want to call it now. So I deflowed him into the very first game, and he hadn't played or trained for 10 weeks. Not trained, he'd been obviously doing his own, but that's completely different to the matches. It'd have been fantastic if we got him in for three, probably try to get him in probably for the cup ties. That couldn't happen for different things, because Graham was still in Australia, obviously. And then coming back, and all these different things, you know, the COVID situation, which you've got to give up another period of time. So all these things didn't help him. And he's been training extremely hard, you know, very hard in difficult circumstances. Because I think when you're a senior player like Graham, you feel it more. You know, I know it sounds crazy, but you feel it more. You know, younger ones, you take the criticism, you've got to go on with it. And, you know, but Graham's been over the course before, and he wants to play in a team that's successful, like the rest of us. You know, we all want to be successful. But I think he's shown that leadership qualities now, and he's shown the quality that he's had, you know, because it's not easy. And we all have tough Saturday evenings when we don't win games of football, and that never changes. It doesn't get any easier. People think it gets easier when you get older. It gets much, much harder, please believe me. It gets much harder to stomach a Saturday night when you've not won a game at football. As I said to you last week, a few of them didn't train right up to Thursday. It's just an ongoing situation with them. But as I've said, they show great willingness, and it's difficult for me to leave them out when they say they're fit. You know, I find that, because I want them to be available. They're making themselves available. The physio is saying the boys want to play, and that's great credit to them. You know, but it's difficult when you're not at your best, you know, and we've got a few needs in some of the boys that's on. Young Kai's been carrying an ankle injury for a while, as you know, with the COVID situation with him. Ryan's just back playing probably more minutes than we'd like to have, because he was out for that period 6-7 months. To come back in and he'll play 90 minutes every week is incredible, and great credit to him for that, and shows you how hard he's worked away from it. We've got a few boys that's getting off treatment tables to play, but listen, I'm sure everybody in this division is the exact same. You know, the one thing I'm really pleased at is the group. As you can see with the boys we've on the bench, are showing a diligence and a work ethic that they want to be part of something, even when it's tough going, you know, and that says enough about their character, and hopefully that can push us forward, and hopefully we can start winning these games of football.
Thank you.
Okay, thanks very much. Thank you.